Welcome to the Uncut Chronicles. I'm Crystal.
I'm Andy.
And we are coming to you with information and topics every day, such as
culture, trending topics, shit your mammy probably don't need to hear.
So come on in with us so we can share more with you about our day. Hey, everybody.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Andy.
And today on the Uncut Chronicles, we're cutting up as normal. And so in the spirit of cutting up, we'll be talking about today.
Carisha and Diddy. God damn it, Carisha.
Just cut the cord.
God damn it, Carisha. You know, this is a prime example where being a city girl goes wrong. So, as we know, Carisha and Diddy have been dating each other for quite some time now. Diddy does what a trick does best, and he puts his little protege on and, you know, invest in her. And
not a trick.
Okay.
Go ahead. Tell the story to the people.
Whatever you want to call Diddy. But he is his her beard, if that makes y'all feel better, her beard. But his beard, I'm sorry. Yeah. But, you know, Diddy has been putting Carisha on. Like, he's been putting Carisha on carpets. He's been taking her to events, been opening doors for her to elevate her career. And, you know, Carisha has been loving it. She's been living that actual life of a city girl. However, due to Diddy's downfall that he rightfully deserved, Carisha's catching the brunt of that. One being Carisha lost her talk show. Carisha, please. She lost her talk show. And her claims are that we just wasn't fucking with it. And Carisha, no, we were fucking with it. Trust me, we was fucking with it, but they wasn't fucking with Diddy. And that's just, that's tea.
My mouth is still open.
You lost your talk show over Diddy because Diddy had his hand in that. And I think if I'm not mistaken, he was on one of the executive boards or whatever for her show. So when Diddy went down, they cut the ties with Carisha too.
And this is why. This is why right here, we do not connect ourselves to dirty people hoping that we don't get any grime on us. It's a lie.
That's why you don't do my man, my man, my man. And Carisha is guilty of that. And I'm not saying that you can't be happy and supportive of your man. You can be, very much so. And I encourage that. That you love your partner, support them, yell it to the mountaintops. However, one of Carisha's problematic statements that she made that I'm kind of like, we'll see what you get, bitch. She said that I'm crazy about men. If a man tell me to jump off a bridge, I'm going to jump off a bridge. I'm just so crazy about my man. Bitch.
Say what?
Okay, so now what? So here you are now, crazy about your man. Your man got you losing the bag.
I need to go back to the part where she likes being puppeted. Like, we don't need some therapy for that or no? Like, right, what?
You said it, I didn't. But Carisha just, this is her downfall with doing that. And that's why you don't, whoever you're with, you don't put them up here above yourself, because look at her now. She's losing deals. Hell, she gotta like start making more like low budget club appearances like her counterpart JT. And I'm like, what are y'all doing? Y'all were the it girls for the summertime. And now y'all management and the connections that y'all have made now are tanking y'all careers. Y'all getting ready to be on fucking, what's that show?
Tubi. On everything on Tubi. It's shit. What it sounds like.
Love and Hip Hop. Y'all finna join y'all buddy Santana and be on Love and Hip Hop. Hell, because y'all just tanking. And it's so sad to me because I'm like, they had the potential to be what we saw in them. Like,
is Love and Hip Hop the bottom of the bottom?
Yes, because it's like a Love and Hip Hop Tubi pipeline. I lie to you not. Like, okay, sidebar conversation.
Well, damn.
If y'all are real Tubi watchers, tell me how many movies y'all have seen with Love and Hip Hop cast in it. And I'm telling you, oh, wow. Erica Mena got a whole series on Tubi. Like some type of stepmother movie series that she got. I done seen Benzino's no neck ass, chihuahua looking ass in every fucking Tubi movie. And I'm like, What is the love in hip hop? Love in hip hop to be pipeline? Like, what is that? I don't get it.
The real question before we go to the pipeline is how did she think that it was going to be an ace in the hole when the whole Cassie stuff was still kind of ongoing prior to this? You jumped from one person's nightmare and you thought it was going to be heaven?
Yes, because you know there are women that think never could be me. That was you. But he'll never do that to me. Baby, he'll do that to anybody. You are not exempt from the trauma from that man. Nobody's exempt from it. So I think Carisha thought, never would be me. I'm a city girl. I played it different. I'm Carisha. Never would be me. And while maybe behind, you know, maybe in the spotlight, she wasn't getting as dragged as bad. But I don't doubt Diddy's done some weird stuff to her or make her do weird stuff, because Carisha was very homophobic when she first came out. She was like, I never want a gay son. I'll never do da-da-da-da-da. To turn around, now she want to do threesomes with Ari. And now she like women. Now she wanna hump on Megan Thee Stallion.
First of all, Meg's not signing up for any of that. Let me just go ahead and say that for the record. Not gonna happen.
Girl.
Number two, what in the R. Kelly dust do you think is sprinkled on Diddy and his sex life?
Somebody made a crazy tweet, and I might put this tweet up and hopefully it don't get taken down, but somebody said the only way to kill Diddy is like on some evil gimp shit and get like a dildo and take it through his heart, because like Diddy is so out of fucking pocket. And it's one thing to, you know, whatever you do in your sex life, cool. But when you're, I guess, sexual deviance leads to trauma to others, that's when it's an issue. And now we need to take a step back, because that sounds like you need a little bit of therapy.
A lot of it.
But I'm not kink shaming Diddy and what he's into. You know, you go both ways, that's fine. That's your business. That's your prerogative. What you do in your bedroom got nothing to do with me. But when you are doing stuff in your bedroom that is causing trauma and harm and abuse to other people, what's going on?
The foolery is what's going on. This man has gotten away with doing this to so many women and other men. And now he's over there looking like he don't even know how to get his hair faded. His beard is coming in patches. He looks stressed. He's looking his age for once in life. And he ain't asking nobody to pass the rock nowhere. Like, it's all the way bad. And while this young lady thought that she could be that gullible and impressionable and it would make him, like, her king, why, sis? Why? They don't have children together.
No, thank God.
So, okay, that's a plus.
But that's even concerning to me. Because, like, and everybody's like, well, why would Diddy do something to kids? He has kids of his own. Fucking Ted Bundy had a kid and what the fuck? He was still killing people. Like,
some of those kids' mamas passed under some questionable circumstances while we talking. Because that still will never make sense to me. Mm-hmm. And I think money just covers a multitude of sins temporarily. But that's not a covering. Clearly that he doesn't care about that.
Why did Cassie have Kim's hard drive?
That's true. Sure did. Yeah. Mm-mm. It's all the way bad. Carisha should abandon ship now, but she's not going to do it. She's going to hold on till maybe her publicist encourage her to do differently. But if she signed under him, right?
Mm-mm.
Who she signed under?
I don't know. No. I think she signed under the label Quality Control with P, if I'm not mistaken. I think Quality Control label that had Migos and everything else. And I know he just signed... what is that girl's name? Gloss. He just signed her. He has been managing them from the very beginning. And my thing with them is he wasn't even really like managing the City Girls without Diddy well. And I feel like now that Diddy's in the mix, he probably saw it as obviously like as a business opportunity, and it has like propelled Carisha in a lot of places. But now, how do y'all fix the backlash? Because, like, their album didn't do good.
clearly you need to hurry up and get out this deal. And that might cost money that they don't have. Mm-hmm. Or she's not willing to sever ties that maybe she can't afford to sell. Because what we have to realize is that in the music industry, that ink, it'll hold you.
It's like signing in blood.
So like literally you might be signed for years before you're able to get released. And that's the real question.
Mm-hmm. I think that Carisha can bounce back. And
is she marketable? Like, I don't.
She is. That's the thing.
What's marketable about her?
Carisha is very likable. So out of the two.
That's true. That's true.
Out of the two, when JT was locked up, Carisha was the face of City Girls. Carisha was very likable. Carisha was marketable. Carisha made a lot of connections very fast being in the industry. And then when JT came out, you know, it was kind of like, we didn't expect you to be like a bitch like that. My bad. Like, ooh. And you can literally see like the rift in their partnership as time progressed. And I think part of it may have been a little bit of JT might have felt some type of way that Carisha is taking off, because JT's the one who started City Girls. She asked Carisha.
That's messy.
To join. And Carisha agreed to. But JT, out of the talent, JT has the talent. Mm-hmm. Carisha is marketable. JT is not.
Marketability can be fixed. I just want to say that.
It can be.
Marketability can definitely be fixed if you have talent. If Carisha doesn't have the talent, though, will she go long?
Yes, because Carisha is smart enough to go in different avenues. So, like,
okay.
The podcasting, the game thing that she had going on, the deals that she's had with clothes and stuff like that. She's smart enough to know, like, yeah, rap might not be my thing. I got to drop a couple albums to, you know, be compliant to my contract. But she's going in different avenues will benefit her mm-hmm. later mm-hmm. on. JT has the talent. It's just her attitude is mirroring Nicki Minaj, and it's not a good thing. And she's like aligning herself with Nicki Minaj in hopes that, you know, that fan base supports her when she tries to go solo. And I'm like, JT, you don't need it. You don't need to attach yourself to Nicki Minaj. And no shade. Nicki is who she is. She earns the title. But you don't have to align yourself with Nicki Minaj and her antics to make it. You don't have to.
Why would you align yourself to her anyway? It's not looking good. Like, it's not good.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to understand why you want to align yourself with somebody who's married to a pedophile, unfortunately. And then her sales are not increasing, sis. Like, I don't want to. I think that's a bad business move.
I think it is, too.
It's a horrible business
move. And JT outwardly, like, I support her. I don't have to explain what's already understood. And it's like, cool. That's your business.
But when your ship sailed, don't call the rest of us to come back and buy not near one of them little raggedy albums, because we won't be coming.
Because she's doing like a mini tour right now, and all the tours consist of her performing in clubs and bars.
Ooh.
And everybody's like, you got to start. Wait till y'all find out people used to perform in the mall. Yeah, cool, dandy. Yeah, I get that. But I feel like JT is so talented that she's above that, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. She is above
that. She's above that. So this is like starter stuff. When you just getting in the game, you a little wet, you know, you got your name out there, you going to clubs and performing. Y'all been out for quite some time. Like what? Since what? 2017, 2018? Y'all been out for quite some time.
But they didn't really hit until when? Like popular.
When Carisha did that song with Cardi B.
Yeah.
I feel like that's when it...
What year was that?
I want to say 2017, 2018. When okay. they did Act Up.
Okay.
Act Up was a banger.
Okay.
So I'm like... I hate to see their friendship and their partnership split. But I can see both sides. Like, I can see why JT might have distanced herself from Carisha, minus, like, whatever personal feelings she's had and every business move that Carisha's had. But also Carisha's connection to Diddy. Because that's ain't no telling what JT saw.
And not only that, but it might be some sabotaging going on. Because if he feels like she doesn't like him, you think he gonna vouch and make sure that you get into some places and really open up and play? He is going to sink or swim that career.
Mm-hmm.
Just like them Nuggets.
Yep. And I can see that. And I can see Carisha distancing herself from JT because you know when somebody's feeling some type of way about you and you know when somebody's kind of jealous of you. Mm-hmm. And I can see Carisha kind of distancing herself that way because I feel like Carisha was never giving her flowers that she held it down for JT. There would be no, and as even though JT is the brains behind the City Girls, mm-hmm. there would have been no City Girls without Carisha. And I'm being so real. Because Carisha held it down for JT. So I think in that respect, I think JT tries to like not sever ties, but you can definitely tell there's a complete distance between the two.
We haven't found a single female group that Diddy has touched that's ever gone on to greatness. Somebody please raise your hand and find one that still exists, that's still together, that's still like, I'm sorry. There's none. Honestly, think.
Because all the groups under Diddy are traumatized, washed, or, you know, completely disappeared off the map.
Especially female groups. Hmm. I mean, you can go back to the 90s, go back to, what is it? Pussycat Dolls. Go back to all the...
Danny Kane.
What's the other ones? My Girls from the 90s, I love Total. Go back. Like, it's so many groups that had talented people. They looking for paychecks and other stuff. Like, they are washed up because there's something about that experience. That, see, like, it seems like to be really heavy on people. And I feel like Carisha's young. Mm-hmm. Don't allow him to taint you and use you before you even get started really good. Because she's got to have some good anchoring. I mean, at least with Cassie, she had a good run before him, mm-hmm. which gave her something to kind of continue on.
Right.
So even when she left, she can come back to something.
And that's why I'm like, Carisha can bounce back. She can bounce back. Okay. I just believe one is the management that she has. And I feel like Quality Control has proven that they do not give a fuck over and over again. Especially with their most recent rollout. I can't even tell you a song off the album. I don't even think it's a song off of that album has even charted. And now with this whole Diddy situation, if she has proper management and she has a real team behind her and Carisha really wants to turn it around and use that advantage of having that likability, she can bounce back from Diddy.
She has a first detach.
This is true, but I feel like she's trying. It's like, you know, it's like that man, like, you know, you ain't supposed to be with, but you tell your homegirls up front, like, I ain't messing with him. I ain't talking to him. He over. We done. As soon as you leave, you be like,
I'm coming over at 8:00 p.m. Just make sure you ready.
I feel like that's what Carisha gives with Diddy.
Nobody is clapping for that, though.
No.
Like, it's almost like if people know that she's really with him, they be like,
Because she knew she had to separate herself for public opinion. She had to. She had to separate herself from Diddy. So you may not see them out anymore. And it's no, I love you, Poppy, and all this other stuff. But they still messing around. They still together. As long as Diddy keeping the lights on at whatever matches he didn't pay for, they gonna still be together.
I feel like this, at what cost? I mean, the man is he's touching everybody except God. Like, it's gross. I mean, who's signing up for that? He's lost so many deals and been dropped from so many projects. Why would you want to be? Listen, just like Jonathan Majors' little girlfriend that went to court and he did this, he did that, she did this, and then he lost and the making good was there. That other girlfriend is now suing him for defamation of character. Sometimes the best thing you can do is get up and wipe your mouth and keep on moving, because I'm not seeing the benefit to this. I feel like I don't see where this is going to get any better. Diddy's dirt is so deep and so dark and so horrific. And there's like so much tied to it, from organized crime to non-organized crime to bottom feeding, bottom humping to top humping to missing, you know, ex-wives and kids' parents. This shit is crazy. Why would you want to be anywhere near a person like that? Like, that is the epitome of not all money is good money.
I feel like where Carisha has come from, she doesn't realize that money is money. The come up is the come up. So it don't matter who I get the come up from, no matter who I get the money from, as long as I get it. And I feel like she's still stuck in that mindset. And like, I know she knows business wise, she needs to separate herself from Diddy. She knows that.
Well, then clearly she's paying people like a publicist because, you know, they all have publicists. Mm-hmm. And clearly you paying them for nothing because you're not listening.
No.
That's the real come up. Let me pay you and tell you what to do, but you not listen. Oh, my job here is done. See you next month.
Like, yeah. Because I'm like, you could come up, you could come back from this. You just have to leave that man alone. And you have to really just sever ties with him. And maybe it just means you might have to just start over again. Get your own show somewhere else. You have the team. Why aren't your team trying to roll out some type of like podcast, TV show, something?
You don't think he hasn't threatened people for her? You don't think that he hasn't shut some things down before they ever got started? The pride. The pride. You can't tell me a man that's been in the game over 30 plus years doesn't have any influence that he's not stopping some things before they start. Yes, he is.
But who's listening?
Now, that's the real question.
Who's listening?
Who does he have dirt on that's still listening?
You right there.
That part. Clearly, he has dirt on somebody for them to still listen. Because how does he have that much influence and he's going down from everything from A to Z? From RICO charges to pedophilia to all kind of craziness. And are you serious? So it sounds like it's all one big nasty, you know, cesspool of grossness to me. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
I hope that Carisha detaches herself from Diddy. I hope that Diddy does time under the jail for everything he has done. And I hope that in this Diddy trial or whatever happens and how this plays out, I hope whoever has been a part of this, an accomplice to any of abuse that has happened to people, I hope that they're aired out too.
Oh, everybody gonna come falling down then.
And if that's the case, then so be it. Because I'm just like, he has hurt so many people.
Jaguar Rye has been saying it for years.
He's hurt. Literally, a woman was like, he shot me in the face and nobody will talk about it. He shot a woman in the face.
I heard about that. It's true.
Yes. Went to court, everything. Paid her off, all of that stuff. He shot that woman in the face. And she's like, y'all will not listen to me about Diddy because y'all are so like, oh, he bad boy. He this, he that, da 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 da. And the power that he holds, that people are just victims of this man. And there are people that has helped him victimize these other people.
Yes.
And they need to be held accountable as well.
So you don't think he was scared when R. Kelly stuff came tumbling down? Like, you don't think he thought that could be him one day?
I don't think so, for the simple fact that Diddy probably places himself above him. I have more money than you. I have more power than you. I'm smarter than you. I can do this. They'll never catch me slipping. And lo and behold, it don't matter how much fucking sage you burn in that bowl, you still going to jail.
Well, what about the people he's going to take with him? Because you can't tell me he's going to go down quietly.
Oh, for sure he's going to take people with him. And I'm, you know whose story I really want? Farnsworth Bentley.
Oh, sis!
The money I would pay to have Farnsworth tell me his story. I don't know how tight that NDA is for Farnsworth, but baby, I would pay big bands for Farnsworth to tell his story about Diddy. Because there's no telling the stuff that Farnsworth has seen, experienced, or had to do.
From Nickelodeon.
Shit.
To Usher. Farnsworth. Kim Porter. Biggie. Danity Kane. Carisha, blink 3 times if you need help, sis. Because this is awful. This is awful. I know y'all not letting this almost 60-year-old man just run around like this, just with spoiled penis ruining lives.
And just, like, Meek Mill's been fighting for his life for the past 2 weeks now since it came out that he has, you know, had sexual relations with Diddy. And I'm just like, that's y'all business? Like, cool. And I don't think he should, you know, be dragged. But I think it's him being in such denial that it happened. And
Wait, can we go back and touch on that just for one hot second, please? I like to think that some things are just rumors. Meek did not confirm or deny this, did he?
He didn't deny it.
No, wait, go back. What is the year that people are speculating that this happened?
Not too long, about a couple years ago. Because, and you know what speculated that? It was a video of Meek in the pool with, and Diddy was calling him Daddy. And he was like, look at Daddy in the pool, this, this, and that. And Meek looked visibly uncomfortable in the pool. So given the rumors about Diddy knowing that his sexual history, he tends to, you know, dibble in both men and women. They were like, he in that pool like that because his hole hurt. And I said,
wait, whose hole hurts?
Meek's. Hole. It's a little sore. And I said, how do we know that to be true? But given the timeline and given how much Meek was around Diddy, Meek didn't say no.
At what cost? Nah, they can't even sew up your booty hole quite right after something like that. You know, I don't really care who people sleep with. It's really me their either. Business.
That's none of my business.
But it just always seems to me like these sexual interactions happen under these very manipulative pretenses. Mm. Like you have to do, it's very transactional. You have to do this or you got to do this or this comes at this cost. And these people down the road look traumatized and they start talking about it. And it's been a lot of men in Hollywood over the last 6 months to a year or two who've been coming out telling these stories about their experiences with being preyed on by other men. And I don't like it. And I wouldn't like it if it was a woman either. And so it's almost like being a man is what's made it more hidden.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't doubt that Meek and Diddy has probably do what to do. And that's not, like you said, again, I don't care. That's what Meek wants to do. That's his business. I don't think he should be made fun of for that.
No.
He should be made fun of if that's what that's who he chooses to sleep with. But I think what the issue is don't lie about it. When it's visibly...
Was he ready for that? Like, he lied because he probably didn't know what else to do. Like,
It was him getting on Twitter frantically. He's been on, like, a Nicki Minaj rampage for the past 2 weeks. And I'm like, where is your PR? Because the first thing I would have said, don't you touch that Twitter. Let this die down. If you want to come forward and say that's what you like to do, cool. We will support you. We'll figure out a rollout for that. If you don't get on here and start trying. Because the more he kept talking, the more it was like, Meek, you did it.
I got to go back and read the details.
I just was like, I don't think he should be made fun of. I don't think he should be ostracized for who he chooses to sleep with. I don't agree with that.
This in so many ways, though, harms a little bit of the image he had about reform.
It does. And then it also.
This is messy.
People were saying, like, you know, well, Meek is a street dude. And he come out, he a rapper. You talking about you from the streets of Philly and you getting bent over?
You could be from the streets of anywhere getting bent over, first of all. It's not limited to LA. Matter?
What do y'all think be happening? Some of your faves are getting bent over. You just don't know. I don't think that takes away from his street credibility.
At all. Because there's a bunch of them y'all think that's muscly that's not, you know, they've been over. And it's very common. First of all, like, we need to stop lying about it. And we need to stop acting like it doesn't happen because it does. It's just respected that you're quiet about it.
And I feel like even if his gun pink, it still shoot. So what y'all going to do? It doesn't take away his credibility as a man. It doesn't take away his credibility of who he is. Yeah, who he chooses to sleep with does not take away his credibility in the streets or who he is as a man. That's he gonna do what he do. But I think it's just be real about it.
But does he owe us that?
Ooh, that's a good. You're right. He don't owe us that.
I'm just saying. You're right. Because listen, I think sometimes we are too personally infatuated with these people and their income. And he really doesn't owe us that. But if he is trying to propel his career a different direction, he may have to in this day and age with social media being what it is, the way it works. But it's kind of heartbreaking because the reality is he really doesn't owe any of us an explanation because he don't pay none of our bills and he don't sleep with any of us. But the reality is that he's been building up a platform about reform and many other things. And this coming out on the heels of, you know, Predator Diddy is touch and go. That is harmful to the voice of what you're trying to do. And I don't like that, you know, because I don't want that to be harmed. But at the same time, Meek and Carisha better scoot over or something, or get a bigger bed, because I don't know what y'all gonna do. It's too much.
They need to detach themselves from Diddy. That's just what it is. Like, just stop.
Leave that man for his mama and the Lord, because that's all that's left.
Shut the holes down. Let Diddy do Diddy.
Shut the holes down.
Shut the holes down. Just let him rest. And let Diddy do what he needs to do. Because I'm like, y'all are going to end up tanking your careers trying to salvage, you know, yourselves from the damage that Diddy has done. Just stop. Just detach. Find other avenues. Like Meek's like, I'm running away to Africa because they don't respect black men here in America. And I'm like, cool, if that's what you want to do. But I'm going to tell you what, your gun pink in Africa, they ain't going to fly. So I'm just going to let you know right now before you start running away, pick where you're running away to. Like you said, he doesn't owe us an explanation. You are absolutely right. He does not owe us an explanation about what he's doing. But I think it's just him not standing on business, regardless of what it is not helping. And so, of course, just like any other news, it'll die down and it'll go away. But I think Meek did himself no justice, running his mouth, going to the Nicki rampage for weeks. And you know what? And this might just be his karma for beating on Nicki. This might just be his karma. And this is what his cycle he has to go through, and the embarrassment for putting his hands on Nicki, which he did not deserve. So, I mean, but like you said, he don't want his explanation, but it's not helping with you saying everything else.
Oh, y'all. This was so uncut. And listen, in the words of Andy, stop all the holes.
Shut the holes down.
Shut all the holes down.
Please.
Don't put anything in them. I don't think anything probably needs to be coming out of them right now.
Just shut them down.
We're just going to shut it down.
Shut it down. And be careful who you align yourself with. Because like you were saying, all money ain't good money. Nope. And like, I know people say, you know, bad press is press, you know, is good press. All that, when you have to fight for your life to get back from all of that stuff, I don't deem it worth it. Because I can't imagine a toll it takes on your mental health dealing with something like that. Especially if you know you didn't really play a part in those activities, but now you're suffering because, you know, you were in proximity of the predator. So I'm just like, it's not worth it. And we know how shady and how scary and how dark Hollywood gets. And I can't even imagine. We're only seeing like barely a fraction is coming to light. There is no telling how dark this lore really goes. And the people that we'll never hear, you know, they're not in the everyday, you know, media circus like we see. And these people that don't have the, you know, stardom, who have stories that will never, ever be able to be told.
I have no interest in being eaten alive in that manner.
So
not in that manner.
Y'all stay away from Diddy.
Yeah, just back on up. And don't take that.
No,
that.
No.
All right. This is Crystal, and we are here at the Uncut Chronicles, and we have cut up today.
Man, and I'm Andy. And again, be careful and keep your hoes to yourself.
Shut them down.
Peace.
The Uncut Chronicles is part of the Breaking Ice, Building Bridges community podcast platform, brought to you by Possibilities.